You're listening to WRFI Community Radio News for Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. I'm Samuel Whitehead. Standing tall above Ithaca Falls is the smokestack from the old Ithaca gun factory. It's visible from all across town and is a visual reminder of the once world-renowned Ithaca Gun Company. But it's not the only reminder of the factory's history in Ithaca. That legacy is also one of pollution. Large amounts of lead from firearms testing done at the site were discovered there in the late 1990s. And though the site has been remediated, its full restoration has still not been completed. This lack of closure about the site's story got us thinking about Ithaca Gun's past and about its future. And we're in the process of bringing you the full story of the site to you, our listeners. But now we have a bit of a sneak peek at one of the voices you'll hear as we do so. Walter Hang is a longtime Ithacan and founder of Toxics Targeting, a company that uses government data to create maps showing where pollution was, and in many cases, still is. Walter was instrumental in bringing to light the pollution at the Ithaca Gun Factory site, and I recently went to talk to him about his experience with the site. He showed me a slideshow of newspaper articles chronicling the site's recent history, and started by telling me how he first heard about the pollution. So now we bring you his take on the first part of the story of the pollution at the Ithaca Gun Factory site, a story that in many ways is far from over.
I found out about all of this because I got an anonymous tip one day. Someone called up and they said, "Have you been to Ithaca Falls recently?" And I said, "No, should I go?" And they said, "Yeah, there's a path on the south side. You know, walk up, it'll fork, bear right." And so it was actually a day in July, and I went in there, and I didn't really see anything. And then I looked down, and I could see that the ground was covered with millions of these little, what appeared to be gray pebbles. And then when I squatted down, I saw all these butt ends of 12-gauge shotgun shells. And I saw all of the little pellets all over the ground. And I've hunted my whole life, so I knew what this was all about. So I backed out. I took off my shoes. I ultimately took off my clothes, and then I submitted a Freedom of Information request, and I got all of the available data from the city. And that's when I basically began to reveal the contamination problems at this site. So essentially, if you are on Lake Avenue, there used to be a very long factory extending essentially to the north, and that structure was recently demolished. And so then at the northern end of the factory building, there was a bridge that went across a small gorge that they called the Mill Race. And then there was an area that they called the island, where there used to be a building directly on top of that area. And so the way the lead was generated was that they would test fire each shotgun multiple times. And so for a long time, they actually collected that lead. They would fire into these tubes, and the lead pellets would accumulate, and they'd collect them and use them for various purposes. But then, at some point, it's speculated that they began dumping the lead off of the island into the Mill Race area, because that's where the highest concentrations of lead were identified. And so then the lead and a variety of other contaminants that were seeping into what was called the plunge pool portion of the Mill Race, that then migrated downstream and contaminated a larger area. And then on the other side of the island, there was a very steep drop to the area where most of the people walk along a flat area to get to the falls. And so when this all became clear, I could literally walk along a talus slope and I could find remnants of the shotgun shells, the butt end casings that resisted corrosion. Fall Creek lead topic debated. State health official says exposure in area not likely to pose a hazard. So that was the initial response. This is no big deal. Then it basically became a political fight when the Ithaca Journal reported in an editorial the DEC has failed the falls. And at the end they said, the spotlight on Ithaca Falls has been cast again by Walter Hang of Toxics Targeting, who regularly speaks out on local environmental issues. In the recent past, these have included Lake Source Cooling in Southwest Park. Hang might come off like a self-serving squeaky wheel. Some call him Walter Harang, but his efforts around Ithaca Falls and potential threats to the public health are appreciated. And then Anders Carlson basically documented the problems of lead up to 215,000 parts per million of lead in soil. That's extraordinarily high.
And this is from the DEC?
No, this is from the New York State Department of Health.
Okay.
And then he wrote in this very important letter, with this information, the site represents a potential significant health threat, particularly for children, and I believe the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency should be asked to evaluate the site and take appropriate action to reduce exposure to people who may have access to it. So this is a complete reversal from the original opinion that it was really no big deal. So this was a very important letter because it said that this matter should be referred to EPA, and that's the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. And so that's when EPA began to spend money on an emergency removal action. So they showed up and began to get ready to clean up the lead and the other toxic metals at the site. And so they basically delineated where all the pollution was in a very, very rigorous way. And they then literally went and they dismantled buildings, they dismantled structures. You can see all the indications of where there used to be structures that were taken down. And then they basically began to vacuum up the contamination without causing any kind of fugitive dust emissions. And you can see they just went all around the site and cleaned up very, very rigorously with these trained staff. And what they did was they had this enormously powerful vacuum that reportedly could just take off your hand. And they went all around the site and they literally vacuumed up the contaminated dirt. They had an on-site laboratory and they documented when they had removed all the contamination and had gotten down the clean dirt. Then they put in new clean dirt in areas that were scoured right down the bedrock, and then they put cocoa matting on top of it, and they essentially seeded that area, and you see the cleanup cost was going up and up and up. So after the initial cleanup, there we have Andy Hillman, who is the tree expert for the city. So EPA and DEC said, essentially, we've cleaned up the site. We're going to come back and polish it a little bit more in the spring. And I could see that there was this tarp in the background on the south side of the mill race. And I was very concerned about that. And so I had been warning that this factory was an attractive nuisance because I could tell kids or people were in this site all the time. They were painting graffiti. They were probably having parties and the like. And I was afraid that the building would catch on fire because it's very common with old factories. People are living in there, they start fires, and the next thing you know, the whole building burns down. So the problem with lead is that it has a very low melting point. But it's an element. It never breaks down. So if the lead vaporized, it would be carried by the wind And there were homes essentially all around this site. And so lo and behold, one day there was a fire. And I ran to the site and the fence was down. So I went into the site and I could tell that a lot of the area had been remediated. But when I went to the island where the highest levels of contamination had been monitored, my heart sank because I could see that there were still thousands of shotgun pellets all over the place, plain as day. And I could tell that the remediation had torn off the cover of the island, exposing a lot of underlying material known as clinker, but that they hadn't remediated the site.
This is WRFI Community Radio News for Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. I'm Samuel Whitehead. We just heard Walter Heng of Toxics Targeting talking about his work to bring to light the pollution at the Ithaca Gun Factory site back in the late 1990s and some of the effort to clean up the site, a remediation process that to this day has not been fully completed.